Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joined Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Louis sounded like he was in a race car right there. Like just going by you real fast.
Playing my song, something, something, yay. Yay, 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 yay. It's another Bye Guys episode of the Real Ass Podcast. It's another Bye Guys episode. You guys are the Bye Guys episode.
We're only half gay.
All of the guests are bisexual.
We're
on the show.
We
do this show once a week, once every 2 weeks or so. But we really appreciate bisexuality and people that are open about it, people that are comfortable with it. And that's why we have today's guest.
I just want to say on top of that, it's good to be back hosting Bye Guys. Thank you so much to our guests, Louis J. Gomez, Brendan Sagalow. It's good here to host the show every week, Gas Digital. And we're just playing the intro song right now, jamming out, having a good gay old time.
Half gay time.
Hashtag gay time, guys. Guys, go hashtag gay time. Right now, if you're in the room with a man and you're a man, give him a little fucking kiss right on the tip of his nose. You don't got to fucking get all crazy. You're bisexual. You're not gay, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with loving another man.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being half gay.
Brennan, what's the most bisexual thing you've ever done?
The most bisexual thing I've ever done? Jerked off in front of my friends, maybe? You know when you like...
Two women?
Oh, no, that's just gay.
No.
I did it with two dudes.
What I'm saying is you jerk off with your friends two images of women, because that's very bisexual. That's an extraordinarily bisexual act.
Were you standing on like a milk crate and doing it in front of them? Or
I was standing over my friend.
In the same... What?
No, we were all in a bed together, which I suppose was a big bed.
Oh my! Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Kinda, yeah. It was like in the corner. So I was leaning against the wall on the other end of the bed, and
chocolate,
they were like
chocolate
facing
out of
over
a
there.
Chocolate river.
Yeah, I got sent up a tube.
Really? It got stuck.
Sagalow definitely looks like the fat kid from Charlie the Chocolate.
Does it go to the fudge room? It goes to the marshmallow room.
Sagalow showed up for the chocolate, not the bisexuality. Chocolate is also a very bisexual treat. I got to be honest with you. If you're about to have a bisexual orgy, you pull out some fucking dark chocolate, some salted caramels, boom. That's a fucking
bisexual. That's so funny. Every night I've been obsessively eating chocolate-covered caramels, so it kind of makes sense.
I know, dude. They're bisexual.
Why is that a bisexual treats? Candy?
I don't know. Something about it. There's something about it. It makes me just feel like if I'm eating fucking dark chocolate-covered sea-salted caramels, that I just want to be with both men and women, possibly.
Yeah.
That's because Louis imagines what black guys' dicks taste like.
Welcome to the show, guys.
You're like, is this what black cum tastes like? Salty
chocolate covered caramels.
Very racist. And
that's
what
Louis's family
that.
Calls living around Harlem.
Here's what you guys find out about me when I get drunk is that I'm actually less racist. I get a little bit woke. So
good.
If you guys could please not fucking do that.
Good. Okay. It's about time you heard your alarm clock and woke up, Louis.
That was the worst joke you've ever told on the show, Ian. Frank, we keep score on the show. We give a point for every funny joke. We take away a point for bad jokes. Sometimes we give 2 points for a hilarious joke. Please strike 2 points from Ian's score right off the top.
You're welcome.
Ian, why can I, you please? Why are you so fucking choppy, Ian? Have you not figured? Are you on a phone, computer? What do you want?
No, I'm on my fucking computer, dude. I don't know why I'm choppy.
Do you not have good Wi-Fi? Do you want to maybe plug it in? Do you have a fucking Ethernet cable?
Dude, let me tell you, my computer's been really fucked up lately. I don't know what it is. Okay, I think that's better.
Do you know what happened to me today?
What? Tell us.
It almost ruined my day.
Why?
I got an email. Let me fucking read this to you, because this literally almost ruined my fucking day.
Literally. It literally almost ruined my day.
I get an email, and it's just in the subject line is just my password for a bunch of different things. That's all it says in the subject line. Just the password for a bunch of different things.
What?
And then it says transfer
password.
It says, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's Lewis's yearly income.
God damn, Zach. Give Zach all my points.
Yeah, Zach was a point. God damn it, Frank. Give Zach a point. It was a good fucking solid joke right there. And then the email said transfer $1,000 in Bitcoin to the address below. And then it said, you may well be thinking, why the hell would you do that? Well, prepare yourself due to the fact that I'm going to tremble your entire world today. This is what it says. My password for a bunch of different things is in the subject line. And that's the first sentence of an email that I received.
Oh my God.
At this point, I'm pouring sweat, okay? Yeah.
Your world will tremble? You will fall where you stand once you scroll down past this picture of that black porn star everyone's trolling everyone with. But after that, your world will tremble.
So then it said, I had a dangerous malware infect your computer system and also record a movie of you using your webcam while she browsed adult sites.
Yo, I got this email, but it didn't have my passwords attached to it.
This is one of your passwords. Then it says the password again. What? Still don't believe me? Reply 7, and I will be randomly sharing your video with 7 people you know. Yes, I have access to your address.
Don't do it.
It would be pretty real ass if you sent me money. Still don't believe me?
Believe you me, I'll do it.
Let me tell you, for me, it'd be a real gas.
At this moment, what I want to do is make... at this moment... I guess this person's not from America because they wrote, what can I want to get to this whole thing to disappear?
I want one ticket to Skankfest in September.
Well, I've already mentioned the actual offer in the beginning of the email message. If you don't fulfill it within 24 hours, I'll make your life hell by delivering that video to every person you know. Your time frame begins now.
Whoa.
What?
He gave Lewis, you like,
do you want to play a game?
You have 24 hours.
You have 24 hours to write one funny joke. The clock is ticking.
Oh, no. I was like, just send it. Send it. Just send it out.
Also, I mean, what are they going to do? Just me just beating off into it? All right, fine. I mean,
who cares, dude?
Okay, fine. I beat off.
I'd get ahead of the curve, Lewis. Just send it out already.
You know what I should, right, dude?
Yeah, just film yourself beating off and be like, hey guys, just want to get ahead of this.
It says adult sites. I mean, duh, I don't jerk off to adult sites.
Yeah, I got an email adult like that
on
once.
That site, you know?
What happened, Brendan?
You know what I think it is?
I sent him $1,000.
That is a part of a pyramid scheme right now.
Yeah, and then I have to trick someone now.
Brendan's like, I need each of you guys to give me $1,000.
It's like a vampire. I have to kill the main guy for
what
all this.
What I did was I think I typed in a different site, not Amazon, because this happened right after I went to Amazon to try to order something online, and I tried to like check my thing, and I think what it was is like I left one of the letters off or something. And what happens is, this happened to me one other time, but I didn't go through the process because I noticed. and it's a sign-in site. You go to sign in with your email address. You type in your email address, and you type in your password, and then it tells you to redo it again. You're like, no, it was it. And you do it again. And it tells you again. You're like, no, I fucking did it. Fuck this, dude. And you do it again. And then you're like, oh, shit, that's not Amazon. What did I just do?
It says, like, just, Amazon. It's
yeah, I just reconfirmed different. Three times the password. So I think,
Shannon, what's wrong with amazing.com today? It's what?
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was my – but there was an episode of Black Mirror like that. But the guy was watching child porn. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
It was a badass fucking episode. I've only watched like three episodes of Black Mirror. That was one of the ones that I watched, and I was like, God damn it, that was awesome.
Dude, the whole premise that was a great episode.
If you haven't seen it, it's like a guy gets an email like that, all right? But not in the email, right? So in the email, it has a video of him jerking off, okay? And the kid's like, oh my God. And he's like, I'm going to send this to everybody you know. And the kid's like, what the fuck? He's like, you got to go to this place. And starts giving the kid directions. Then he shows up at a place, and it's like a guy who's like, in this building, he's like sweating. He's like, here, take this briefcase. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, you talk to him too? You talk to him? And the guy like runs away. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? You find out there's like a series of people that this guy is like blackmailing. And it goes on to, spoiler alert, to where this guy and another guy have to fight to the death with their bare hands.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They're both pedophiles. They're both into like child porn. That's why they're both there. And then the kid who it started off with, he like beats this guy to death. He's like bloody. He's walking. He's got like a suitcase full of money because this is a big crazy adventure. And then the kid still, or the person texting him still calls the cops on him.
Yeah. The thing about that, the kicker with that episode is that you don't know it's about child porn until the
last thing. And then the cops start showing up anyway because he kills the guy with his bare hands. He thinks he's won this game or whatever. And the cops show up and then his phone rings. And it's his mom going, child porn, you're watching child. And the cops are arresting him, and he just killed the man with his bare hands. And his mom's screaming about how he's watching. It is fucking batshit. The whole episode, it's like, you're like, what did I just watch? That was incredible. And then I've watched two or three other episodes, and none of them were as good as that.
Dude, Black Mirror is like, secretly fucked up. The first episode, they make somebody fuck a pig.
Yeah.
The like the prime minister, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Pretty solid. I'm getting fucking hammered, guys. I have an alcohol problem.
Are you drinking a mimosa, Lewis?
I'm drinking your mom's cum.
Your mom's cum. My mom's cum.
Lewis, honest question. Cum. Did you switch from whiskey to vodka?
No, I ran out of whiskey.
We're drinking whiskey earlier.
I was drinking whiskey. How do you know?
That's dangerous, dude. You got it. You go brown to clear. Ooh.
Why is that dangerous?
Liquor, beer before liquor, never been
brown to clear. You're going to turn out queer. Don't do it, Lewis.
Bye, guys. That's the fucking...
Yeah, I mixing hard alcohol is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You got to pick one.
No. I'm fine, dude.
Well, you have a better constitution than me, buddy.
I would be so red if I were you, dude. My cheeks would be so red.
Lewis is hunched over his microphone. You got a good constitution.
throw my hands at the plate. Lewis is just puking on the microphone.
What time did you start drinking, Lewis?
Oh. I didn't start drinking before noon.
Congrats, man.
So what, like 12:30?
I don't know. When was my first podcast? After my son left. No. My first drink was when my son was still here.
What time?
He left at like 2. So yeah, a little before 2. First drink was at 2. Then I do a podcast. My first podcast was at 3. Then I would drink all through that one, drink a whole bunch of whiskey. Then I had another podcast at 5. Then I did a stream playing my video games, a little bit of Rocket League, like a fucking boss.
I play Rocket League.
You play Rocket League, dude? Xbox? Yeah.
PlayStation, but it's cross-platform.
You want to play some fucking Rocket League, bro?
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm not
going to. That game is so much fun.
It's so hard.
That's the one with the car, yeah.
Car soccer, dude.
Yeah, me and Ian have been playing Call of Duty every night.
It's really fun.
Ian has no idea how to play.
I'm learning.
Yeah, but you're asking questions. Ian's like, do I shoot the people? Like stuff that everybody knows.
Like, can I be a medic? Can I help people?
Yeah. Can I just drive the ambulance?
Can I heal people somehow?
But all I would do in Grand Theft Auto when I used to play was drive the fire truck and take people around in taxis.
I downloaded Grand Theft Auto 5 as well, and I'm trying to get into it, but you gotta like jump in for like one minute I'm like an Italian Goomba, and then I'm a fucking black guy, and I'm like, come on, man.
It's a lot.
Let me pick a lane here, okay?
Yeah, but at least they have, like, stories and stuff, and you can play story. I like story.
I don't like stories, dude. I don't like any of that shit, dude. I like Fortnite. Just fucking jump in, fire. Fucking fight.
Dude, Fortnite sucks.
You're a faggot. You're a fucking
I am?
Faggot. You're not even you're a bi guy.
You're the one drinking guys. Clear liquor, Lewis.
I'm not drinking clear liquor. I'm drinking fucking orange liquid, bitch.
Yeah, because you can't even take it like a man. Woo! Burned him.
Who drinks shots of vodka like a fucking weird frat chick?
No, you drink vodka from the bottle. That's what you do.
I think you're both wrong. You half it with a bottle of cranberry juice and drink it on a stoop like Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, God.
All right, really quick. Let's thank Ridge Wallet, who I love. My Ridge Wallet is the coolest thing that I own. It's probably the classiest thing that I own in my life. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't own very nice things. And my Ridge Wallet is just this one fucking accessory. Every time I take it out, I feel like I'm just a fucking cool kid on the block. I don't feel that very often, okay? And the Ridge Wallet really does it. If you don't know, it is a minimalist front pocket wallet. It's really designed just to keep your credit cards, your cash, your ID. Really keeps your whole pocket in order. It's not a big hunk of crap that's sitting in your back pocket. It makes you sit all lopsided. When I have a regular wallet in my pocket, because I had a regular wallet, I was like, well, let me see what the regular wallet's like. I put it back in my pocket. It's so bulky and heavy and weird. Ridge Wallet is an amazing way to carry your cash, carry your credit cards, carry your ID. It is really, really cool. And every time I pull out my Ridge Wallet, it becomes a talking point for anybody that sees it. Go check out their dozen different styles that they have. They have titanium. They have carbon fiber, aluminum. They have over 30,000 five-star reviews, and it truly is a better way to carry your cash and your cards. If you want to save 10% right now, just go to Ridge.com. Ridge.com/real. R-E-A-L. Ridge.com/real. Save 10% if you use the promo code REAL. So make sure you guys do that. Go check out everything they have on their website. And if you make a purchase, make sure you use that promo code REAL. Save 10%. And yeah, that's that. All right, let's get back into it.
I'm trying to write.
We know.
I'm the strongest stand up on this stream.
Physically, yeah.
No. That is also true, actually. That's absolutely true. Both. You talk all your shit, you fucking losers. You're all losers. Cut all their mics, Frank. It's just me now.
Solo cast?
I'll do it. You think you fucking faggot ass Bill Burr could do a Monday morning podcast? Edit that, Frank. You can do it. I can't do it.
A real scared ass rattlesnake.
Just bleep his name out. It's fine.
No, keep it. The Monday morning Bill Burr podcast.
Whatever. Fuck it. You know what, Bill Burr? I'm coming for you. I'm sick of having guests. Now I'm going to take that thing.
Dude, that sucks, man.
What? My,
and I used to do one my for delivery? 2 years. What? No. Well, yes, but no. Like a solo cast.
Doing a podcast by yourself?
Yeah.
It has its benefits.
Like? Yeah.
There's no one to not laugh at your jokes.
That's true. That's true.
So you get to be like, dude, that was funny, right?
It's like having a birthday party alone. It's sad.
I'm trying to write like the rule book for the real ass dude, and I've only got a few rules so far, like almost like a 10 commandments of things to be real ass. You guys want to help me with some of them?
What's rule number one?
Yeah,
these are in no specific.
Give yourself a nickname.
You got to have a rule number one.
It's not a nickname. It's a nickname. Thank you very much, Ian. You have to give yourself a nickname. Zax is Tyrone.
That's my dad.
Brendan's is Daquan.
Daquan Sagalo.
Mine's Devrin.
Devrin. Devrin.
Devrin Finance. You look like a Devrin.
Your nickname is Devrin Finance.
What it is now?
Oh man, remember back in the day when we would just name this episode nickname? Fuck.
Before we had sponsors, yes, we had
sponsors and iTunes rules.
Before we were slinging dick pills and kratom. Back when we had that one week, we sold a box of meat, who then fired us immediately.
You're like, you know what you can do with this meat? You could rape a woman with it.
No, we got fired from Butcher Box. We did for 1 week, and then the episode was called Rape Dicks. Part one.
That was Rape Dicks part one. They were like, there's going to be a part two. We're out.
They're like, we might have stayed if it was just that one.
Like, you guys don't get it. We're not. It's not dicks at rape. It's detectives that.
Yeah, we're rape detectives.
We're rape detectives that I are think going I was to on challenge that rapists in physical I think competition. We're on the right side of rape.
The all right side of rape.
That's the name of the episode.
That's rule number one.
Right side of rape is the name of today's episode. I don't care, Zach. I'm not going to sell out anymore. I'm getting sick of it, Zach. Here's the problem, guys. Zach wants to sell out. I'll say it. Fine, Zach. I'm going to pull the curtain aside. Zach's
I love that. This was you selling out.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to call the podcast Raping Children's Assholes. I'm not a sellout.
For me, it's about the art, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's called Black Rapist.
All right, here's the thing.
That's an oxymoron.
These aren't commandments. These aren't, like, in order of, like, what's the most important. Are like, the Ten Commandments in the order of most important, or, like, the constitutional amendments? Are they?
I think so. Yeah, I think the Constitution is in order of
what's the First Amendment?
Well, the freedom of speech. The Ten Commandments aren't in order of importance because thou shalt not kill is like fifth.
So what's the First Commandment?
Thou shalt worship thy God.
I feel like that's
thou shalt purpose. Worship thy God. That's not a fucking commandment, dude.
I think it means worship thy God. Other God above him, false idols.
Oh yeah, that's another one. So he just does it twice.
God's so in love with himself.
All right, like Frank, can you assist us here, Frank, at all?
The first one has to be the most important one, and then the rest could just be whatever.
Do you want me to tell you what I wrote down as the first one?
Take no shit.
Documentaries are gay.
What?
Okay.
It's the first real ass commandment. Documentaries are gay. It's not even that documentaries are gay, but if you like if you enjoy documentaries, you're like a fucking basic bitch. Like, you're a faggot. And
hell yeah, dude.
It's like you're a fucking, just go read a book, dude. If you want to fucking be that educational motherfucker, go read a book. Don't watch a documentary.
Name one book you've read, Lewis. The Cat in the Hat.
The Bad Guys by Aaron Blibley.
Aaron Blibley.
I've read a bunch of books, Ian. I'm actually in the process of doing a whole series called The 48 Laws of White Power. We've done three parts already, so don't tell me I haven't read books. I read books.
Seth Simons is literally going to tweet, like, Lewis is literally reading a book called Bad Guys.
No, it's just a Billie Eilish documentary.
See, Ian's getting all defensive right now because Ian likes documentaries. Ian comes to the table. He does. He comes to the table and he's like, hey, guys, I saw a great documentary. Let's speak about something now. Like, you've committed an hour and a half of watching a fucking Netflix television show. You can't act like you fucking know about something now. Documentaries, the problem is they empower fucking weak-ass bitches and fake-ass dudes. If you want to read a book, read a book. I'm not even saying read a book.
No, he's saying to carry a book around with you for 3 months, talk about it, and never finish it.
I'm not even saying you need to go fucking read that book. I'm just saying don't fucking don't watch a documentary and act like you're fucking educated, okay?
Now, what's the difference? Yeah, but you are. What's the difference between a documentary and a book then, Lewis?
Ian, I mean, do you need to know the difference between a documentary and a book?
No, I'm asking you.
Ian, a documentary is a video. It's a video documentary. A book is on paper, Ian. Are you that stupid? You fucking dumb?
Ian, books have words in them.
If watching a documentary doesn't make you more informed on that subject, then what's the difference between that and a book?
It's like concentrated.
That's what I was asking you.
You remember when you were fucking a poor young kid and you had like that weird frozen concentrate orange juice? You pull it out, you mix it with water. That's what it is. That's what you're doing, dude. You got a fucking concentrated fake ass fucking glass of fucking not real orange juice. There's no pulp.
Okay. I do hate the popularity of things, though. Like when people are like, you gotta watch Tiger King.
Well, you want to be popular as fuck, dude. In fact, that's real ass law number 6.
Be popular?
Be popular as fuck.
Real ass law 2, 3, be popular?
Be popular.
Lewis's real ass lists are just like his own mantras, like, I'm not gay, be popular.
And you can talk all your shit, but everyone that will follow this, I may be a little drunk right now and it may seem a little bit wacky and out there, but everyone that follows this will live a better fucking real ass life and be more successful.
So name all the rules you have so far.
I've already gone through one.
Documentaries are gay. All right, good be role. Popular.
Uh-huh. Good number rule, Lewis.
Thou shalt not worship another dude.
I like that one.
All you do is worship other dudes.
Who do I worship?
Rogan.
You think I worship Rogan? I'm the East Coast Joe Rogan. He's the West Coast Lewis J. Gomez. We're sort of one. We sort of walk as one. So it's not worshiping another dude. It's being one with another dude. I don't know if that's fucking weird for you.
The only way you two walk as one is if he's on your shoulders like Master Blaster.
I'm sorry, Ian, that you have a fucking jealousy of my relationship with Joe Rogan. Yeah, I've done a show 3 times. Whatever.
It sounds like you're worshiping him.
Yeah.
No, it's not worshiping him. It's experiencing another man at the same time. We experience each other.
That should be one of the rules. Don't experience another man.
No, dude. We Joe Rogan experience each other. You've never Joe Rogan experienced another man. This is why you're a fucking fake ass dude. You need to be able to be open enough to Joe Rogan experience somebody.
That just sounds like jerking off your friend.
So the rule is don't experience another man unless it's the Joe Rogan experience.
You can Joe Rogan experience any man out there.
Okay.
Number 3.
Uh-huh.
You know what I want to know what I wrote?
Yes.
I wrote the word defriend.
Defriend is a good one.
Defriend.
That's a good one. But
do you know what I mean by that?
What?
Cut people out of your life if they're not making it better.
No. No. That's some whack-ass fucking
stop basic following shit. People. If they're,
no.
Suck.
I was drunk when I wrote this. I wrote this like a half an hour ago. What I meant by that is defend your friends, but I was just shortening it.
So instead of befriend, it's defriend.
No, defriend. Like,
no, defend your friends. And he's just a defriend.
Oh, that's funny.
You're a stew hole.
I forgot when I did that. Shit. Yeah, so... Look,
defend your friends
at all costs.
So defriend at all costs.
You have to defend at all costs, bro.
Everywhere you go, defriend.
Defriend.
I get that.
You gotta fight. Look, you want to go have a fucking separate conversation with your boy, like whatever, right? But it's like if your boy gets punched in the head, you start
punching the puncher.
You ask questions later. Maybe your boy deserved to get punched in the head, right? He probably did. Let's get real. When people are being punched in the head, typically, not always, but typically, they got themselves there, right? Most of the time. Not every time, but most. Even when, even if it's a justified fight or whatever, like two guys square off, they're fucking both assholes in their own right. Whatever. Right,
but if you're constantly like getting in situations where you're being punched as a friend in the head, you should defriend him.
Yeah, you're defending.
That's
your
a good part of the rule. So defend your friend until you need
and then
to defriend
them. Yes. Yep.
You mean like take them out of your life as a friend?
Yes.
If it comes down to that.
And defriend is not a word. Don't be an idiot.
Defriend is my black name.
Defriend Miko. His nickname.
Defriend? Yes. Defriend,
hey, what up, y'all? I'm Defriend.
D apostrophe friend.
F-R-E-N-D.
P-H-R.
Capital D-E. Capital F.
No, D apostrophe P-H-R-E-N-D. And that's the name of the episode.
No, obviously. I wrote it down already, my friend.
There it is.
By the way, me and Sagalo realized how fat we were by what we were drinking. Sagalo?
I am drinking Jack Daniel's honey whiskey.
Yeah. You're like, it's not like sweet enough.
Like
and
a drunk
to prove
bear.
That I'm fatter. Peanut butter whiskey.
Oh my God.
I'm drinking grape jelly whiskey.
Zach just put peanut butter in his whiskey and he's calling
T-bone
it
steak whiskey.
They actually put peanut butter whiskey in my gums. That's how they get me to talk on camera.
He's the not famous Mr. Ed.
Number four. Do not give an opinion if it's the same as everyone else's.
Okay.
So basically think for yourself.
Just think for yourself. Just shut the fuck up, dude. You know,
don't be a conformist, man.
No. It's not just being a conformist. It's like, it's not even about having other people's opinions. You can have other people's opinions. Yes.
Cake don't harp on it.
Cake is good. I don't need to come to the fucking table and talk about how cake is good. Because who fucking cares? My opinion is, Zach and Brendan both raised their hand for the audio listeners.
Cake is good. Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
All right, keep going. Cake is good. All right.
This is my TED Talk.
All right, milkshakes are tasty. Keep going. I like this. But you know what I'm saying? Like, why even? I mean, fine, dude. Rape is bad. Racism is awful. Who fucking cares? If that's all you have to offer is the same opinion that everybody else has, then shut the fuck up. Move on. Do something better. Wasting time giving that generic bullshit horseshit opinion doesn't do anything. It's what you're doing is you're pretending to be a part of something, and you fucking suck. Very unreal ass to do that. Only offer your opinion if it's unique. Only give a perspective on something if it's unique. Only speak up if you're going to say something that nobody else is fucking saying.
Like, Lewis is funny.
What'd you say, Ian? You want to get cut out of my life, dude? You want to be...
You want to get defriend me?
Dude, don't defriend me.
No,
defriend.
Defriend you. I will not.
What?
Hey, yo, defriend.
Hey, yo.
All right, I think I only have 5 of these.
How many do you want? 10?
I don't know, man. I think it should sort of be a list that goes on forever.
Oh, like you add to the list?
Yeah, I think that we can just continue to add to it regularly.
Yeah, like the book should come with a blank sheet of paper and a pencil.
If you guys can write this book for me. Everyone else can write the book. That's actually a fucking brilliant idea, Ian. We just sell a notebook and a fucking pen.
I think it's
called What It's Like to Be Zach Amico.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, that's a brilliant idea. We could have people write our books for us.
Mm-hmm.
That should be one of the commandments or whatever.
Commandments is actually a pretty cool fucking name for this. 10 Commandments.
Commandments?
Commandments.
Shut up, dude.
We're past that. We're past the mistake that I said.
No, but I was saying it was good. Command.
Number five, which I actually wrote as I wrote number six. So number five we don't have yet, but I skipped and I wrote number six.
Which is easily number five.
Which is
learn counting. I'm sorry, we didn't hear you. What was it?
Do what you love.
Wow, this got really fucking Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants on us.
Yeah.
Think for yourself. Be unique.
No.
Defend your
live,
friends.
Laugh, love.
Do what you love.
No, dude, you got to fucking do what you love. You got to be doing what you love. You'll find a way. You'll find a way.
See, that one is so poignant that I feel like it should be second on the list after documentaries
no.
are gay.
No.
Documentaries are
it
gay.
It is a good place at sixth. I feel like there's probably something better that will be at number five. It should sit at number six. I like this.
Okay.
Yeah, coming out of the gate with documentaries are gay is a very, it's an attention grabber.
It's high. I know.
Yeah.
It is high.
The fact that it's first, I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah.
Documentaries are gay. Do you not believe that? You don't believe that everything. Hold on, everything I've just said, you haven't been fucking hanging on every word, being like, "Yeah, dude."
No, because I think for myself.
That's a fucking real ass, dude. Goddamn.
Yeah, and if you don't like that about Brendan, fuck you, because I defriend him.
Yeah.
Now let's get fucking, together and fucking slit Werner Herzog's throat. That fucking fag documentarian.
Yeah, let's go suck Ken Burns' dick.
Yeah. Ken Burns, you got another thing coming, faggot.
What did I say?
Hold on, I have Michael Moore right here. Let me get him.
Hey, Michael, you look like shit.
What did I write here? I wrote something here we were talking about as one of the other rules, and it just looks like
Be popular.
Yeah.
The two things Lewis can't ever have, be and popularity.
Lewis got that one real slow.
The next rule, be divorced.
Eight, number eight, B, I miss you.
Number nine, B, call me back.
No, you don't want to be popular. That's not the issue. Okay.
Wait, so don't be popular.
No, you know what it is? I got it. I got the next rule.
No, it's not the desire to be popular. It's just be popular.
Can I tell you?
I know. Can you what me?
Can I tell you?
Can I tell you?
Tell us.
Number six. Number five, actually, because this is going before number six.
Uh-huh.
Strive toward richness and hotness.
You say as you pick your nose, strive toward richness and hotness.
You must. Okay. Because, can I tell you why? We've turned a corner in life where we no longer respect people that are rich or hot. And when we all grew up, all throughout the 80s and 90s, we were all striving to be rich and to be hot, whether we wanted to admit it or not. Now,
let the man finish.
That end goal of being rich and hot is fucking badass. Now, you might end up anywhere along the fucking way. It's probably going to be better than where you're at right now. We stopped striving toward richness and hotness a long
Lewis,
time ago.
Lewis, this is the slowest way to say shoot for the moon, because if you don't, you'll reach upon the stars. That's what you're saying.
No, dude, but it's more about being rich and being hot.
Lewis's way of explaining is to just repeat with a pause.
You just keep saying really long school posters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next thing is, imagine yourself as a kitty cat hanging on a wall or a fence.
Imagine the right thing is not always popular, but the popular thing is not always right. Just imagine.
I don't know if you guys know this, but reading is fun.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if an animal smokes cigarettes in a lineup next to each other, it looks just as stupid when you do it.
Listen. If all of your friends jump off of a bridge, would you?
Would you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, be popular or be rich and be hot. But don't you have to then, in order to be hot, you got to be rich because you got to physically alter yourself?
No, you don't have to physically alter. You just be hot. You work out. You go fucking get abs by lifting fucking dicks.
Weights. All right. So be rich, be hot, be popular.
So you like don't, but it's not about this. Book. Guys, it's not so much about being rich and popular.
On Fridays, we wear pink.
At all costs, make fetch happen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, what you're striving for is... These are simple
superficial
things. Well, it's not superficial, Ian. If you're hot and rich, you're probably a pretty cool person, too.
Yeah, Ian, there's a reason it's called superficial.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, dude.
Number seven, be damn Blazarian.
It's called superficial, not fucking whack ass official.
Yeah, Lewis.
Do you not get what I'm saying? Like, you're.
No, explain it and repeat it again.
Maybe no, I understand.
Slower and closer to the mic.
Yeah. Hunch over the mic more and say it. I'll understand. Start to look pale like you're getting alcohol poisoning, and then I'll understand.
The drunker Lewis gets, the more his hat tilts to the side. Cool.
I don't give a shit what you guys are saying. I know you know what I'm saying. Be rich. Be hot.
Work you towards that. Work towards being a better you.
What it is these are goals, right? And you need to fucking have specific goals that are simplified. We get too crazy here. Just be rich and be hot. If those are the goals.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Just be rich and be hot. Break out of, basically a caste system.
Ian, you fucking naysayer.
Uh-huh.
Bitch.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you fucking listen to what I'm saying?
Okay, say it.
Be rich. Be hot.
Hey.
Be rich. Be hot. Be bop and rock steady.
Be rich. And be, do you,
be Bob Moran.
If your goal is to be rich, you're probably going to have a decent amount of success in life. You're going to fucking... do well at work. You're going to do well in your fucking interpersonal relationships. You're going to be greasing the wheels in order to get rich. In order to get rich, you got to do a lot of those things right. I'm not saying that it's just fucking you can go the evil route too. You can kill fucking people and steal their money, but that's not what I'm saying here. Okay, be hot. Also, ready? You feel good. You look good. You're healthier. Everything is firing on all cylinders. You know, you're hot. You fucking people are attracted to you. They want to work with you. They want to give things to you. They want you to be better. I'm not saying be a bad person. You could also be a good person in here. That could be another little side dickety goal, right? Be hot and be rich. Even if you can't be hot and be rich, strive towards that because you will be in a better place. I'm making sense, Ian.
It does make sense.
Thank you.
Because what you are saying is shoot for the moon, because if you don't get it, you'll land upon the stars. That's what you're saying.
That's a cute way to say it.
You're basically saying you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if I can just distill it down for a second, what you're saying is dance like nobody's watching. And...
wait. So if I can just gist what you're saying, know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
So wait, Lewis, are you explaining to us that when God closes a door, he opens a window? And that's why there was only one set of footprints.
I don't care what you people say. I'm making some fucking sense. That's actually, you know what? That's the new number one fucking law. That's a solid one. Be hot and be rich.
I like that they're laws now.
They're laws.
Before they were just ways laws. To live by. Now they're laws.
I like laws. To think that Lewis is snorting coke and pretending to write a book while he does it each time. Hold on, I gotta write another chapter.
Be popular. Be smart.
Sell things to write more books. Always be writing.
All right, we're gonna let's do some plugs real quick, and then we'll fucking we're gonna answer some of these fan questions, and then we're getting out of here. This has been one of the best shows we've ever done. Brandon,
it's been fun.
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Brendan Sagalow. Listen to Garbage Days, me and Scott Chaplin's podcast. It's free. And then if you're willing to do a Patreon, me, Mike Cannon, and Mike Feeney just started a Patreon show called What's the Scenario? So check that out. It's awesome. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Ian Finance.
Follow me on Instagram at iAnimal, like iPhone, but with iAnimal. Ian Finance on Twitter. Me and Gary Veeder have a cartoon that comes out every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. It's called Surviving with Gary and Ian. And it's really fun. And it's two guys that are trapped together during global quarantine. It's ridiculous. It's a good time. Check it out. And also, I have an album coming out. I have a small EP coming out. So that's going to be playing on Sirius.
Is it called an ENP?
It's called an ENP. It's just me, like Calvin Hobbes, peeing, but it's on Lewis's face. So check that out. It's going to be great. I'm excited about it. That's coming out probably like next 2 weeks. So cool. Thank you.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch movies. And watch Capital Wrestling here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Lewis? Woo!
Fuck yeah, guys. I got a couple podcasts now. Real Ass Podcast, obviously, here on the Gas Digital Network, featuring 22 of the most incredible podcasts on the planet. I also do the Legion of Skanks podcast, believe you me. Right now, we're giving away a 30-day free trial for Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP30. You get a 30-day free trial to the premium side of Gas Digital. That means you get pre-release on all episodes, the entire on-demand library, uncensored episodes, ad-free, plus the live chat. I'm in the live chat almost every day now on the live stream for Real Ass Podcast. So I chat with the fans. So you guys can go do that. Make sure you use that promo code RAP30 and get that 30-day free trial. We got a Saturday night. We're doing a stand-up double feature. We're going to start doing this every Saturday night in Gas Digital, where we stream either a special or two specials or stand-up comedy albums from some incredible comedians that you probably either know or maybe you don't know, but you're going to love them. So every Saturday night at 9:30, this Saturday night, it'll be mine and Dave Smith's albums.
Every other week on Gas Digital, you can hear Bye Guys, hosted by Ian Friday and Zach Amico, with our returning guest,
Twitch,
popular guest.
Twitch.tv/PR Rattlesnake. I've been twitching up a lot lately, guys. So if you guys want to watch me play,
because you're going through withdrawal.
What would you say, bitch?
Oh yeah, me, Brendan Sagalow, Mike Feeney, and Evan Williams Twitch stream every night, 10:30, PS4, Call of Duty Warzone. Check that out.
Really? Yeah, like
NY
adults.
NY Freshmaker Twitch/
Nobody cares about Call of Duty Warzone. It sucks dick, dude. It's for bitches.
Fortnite's for children and fags, Lewis.
Okay.
Ooh. And I don't think I'm looking at a kid.
Lewis just going, okay.
I asked the fans, let's get some questions real quick. We got a couple minutes left here. We have 8 minutes left show left, guys. This has been the greatest show you've ever experienced in your entire lives. So thanks
show. I can't wait to live by your real ass rules.
I know, dude. We're only seven in. It's gonna be a fucking book by the end of this. Frank, are you tracking the real ass rules?
Yes, sir.
You are? Yeah. Did you write them all down?
Yes, it looks like you're hanging from a rope.
I wish. let's see. Manhands on Twitter. Love Manhands. Love the Skank Skanks podcast. Those girls crush dick every day. Okay, what's the best software for video editing? Should I just bite the bullet and buy a MacBook even though I hate Apple? I don't know, man. I have slaves that do all the work for me. I just take the credit. Frank.
Yes, sir.
What would you say is the best software for video editing?
Adobe, probably.
Okay, so on what computer? Out. I'm gonna answer it. Does she need a MacBook?
No, just Adobe Premiere or right, the Adobe Suite.
All right, so edit this and make it so that I answered the question smartly. Okay.
You go. The best editing software to get is Adobe.
Yeah, I would say Adobe Premiere. You don't need to buy a MacBook. I mean, let's get real, okay? You know, to be honest with you, most computers have capabilities to fucking run Adobe Premiere.
Macs are dumbed down, so anything else you have is probably can get better software than anything a Mac could do.
The point is, Adobe Premiere is what I personally would say.
Lewis got that information from Frank. He didn't come up with this on his own. He just basically made Frank a documentary.
Frank edited all that, and
Frank is a documentary.
Let's not give Frank a lot of stuff to edit. But Lewis, remember when you called Bill Burr a faggot?
I don't care. What is Bill Burr going to do? He's going to fucking fight me? Not invite me on more shows?
He just comes down in a helicopter, just aiming towards you.
He just fucking cuts my head off.
Kamikaze's Gas Digital.
Let's see. Okay, this is from Reverend Hamhead. He said, would you rather take a facial from Zach or Ian? I'm going to throw that to Brendan Sagalow. And why?
You know, as facials go, I'd probably want it from Zach. Just because I feel like we'd, like, eat after and we'd have, like, a really good time.
Oh, you'd eat during.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Ian's house with his shitty Wi-Fi.
Brendan, please. We've eaten crabs on my back porch.
Ian is more feminine than Zach. So, there. If I close my eyes, I could probably make myself think I'm getting cummed on by a girl.
Oh, this girl shoots ropes.
I don't know that Ian's more feminine than Zach. I think Zach has less hair. Zach's just fatter. That's not less feminine. No. you just don't like fatties.
I don't like fatties. Fat people can't fuck fat people.
Okay. That's another real ass rule.
What a bet.
That's a real ass rule.
You want to go with me? Because I have tiny cumsies.
You do?
I do not shoot ropes, dude.
How's your cum, Ian?
Thick and luscious.
All depends on how long I save up.
Lewis, how's your cum?
Pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. It's okay. I think my cum.
Pitch me
is,
all of your cums.
My cum is. I feel like I shoot hard.
Okay.
That sounds like the name of your action movie. Shoot hard.
Shoot hard too.
Steven Seagal and Shoot Harder.
Shoot Hard too. I had pineapple.
Yeah, but I couldn't shoot a big load in your face. I don't think I'd be able to come. I remember one time I played Ookie on the Cookie when I was in
The hell is that?
First of all, it's called Ookie Cookie. You don't have to.
I thought it was called Limp Bizkit.
No, Ian.
Lewis classied it up. Ookie on the Cookie. You like added extra words. It's Ookie Cookie.
There was nothing classy about what we did.
That sounds like DeFriend's first words.
Ookie Cookie. DeFriend wouldn't hang out with us. He was like, y'all niggas gay. I'm out. We didn't have a cookie. We had like Russell Silver's chocolates.
You have a that's vanilla wafer?
That's why
you think dark chocolate with caramel?
Dude, we fucking...
It's all coming back to me!
We wanted to play Ookie Cookie so bad we did it without a cookie. We're like, we got to find something to come on.
Lewis is like, I'll be the cookie.
Doggy.
You know, Santa, the easiest part of that game is having a cookie.
Yeah, look, we got the ookie.
Yeah, guys, I can't go to the store for a cookie. I'm too embarrassed.
Guys, we are neck deep.
My cookies. She knows. She knows what I'm doing.
We are neck deep in ookie.
I'm not gonna come on these Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, no, all right. Cookies. Well, that'll be $4.95. I'm not gonna come on these.
So we have
okay.
All right. Well. And we played. There was four of us, and everyone.
My snickerdoodle, no.
Everyone was jerking off, and I could not come.
Couldn't you had cum shyness?
Yeah, I had cum shyness.
Did you get hard?
Barely hard. And essentially everyone, it's not like we sit in a circle and jerked off on the chocolates. We went into separate corners of the room. Then we were going to come, ran over to the chocolates, shot our load onto the chocolate.
Who ate it?
And then, well, it was supposed to be me because I was the last one to come.
Did you eat
That's
it?
That's the rules.
How'd you wiggle your way out of that one?
He pretended to eat it, but he put it under the table for the dog. Yum, yum, yum.
I did this. Yeah.
Like, he did this. He was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he was like, wait a minute, Jay, Dave, instead of me eating this cookie, let's start a podcast.
No, but I remember everyone came, and then, like, it was still me at the end, and I still wanted to finish. Like, it was like finishing a race. Like I wanted, like, the bride to, like...
Oh, like two friends help you, and you have a silver blanket on?
Yes.
You shit your pants and got your period?
Like at the end of Cool Runnings?
Yeah, I was never able to come, though. And then my friends were like, you have to eat that cookie. And I was like, it's not a cookie, it's chocolate, first of all. And then I was like, no, I'm not eating it. And they're like, you have to. And I was like, how gay are you guys? You're going to, like, argue with me that I have to eat your cum right now. What is wrong with everyone here? This is psychotic. I'm not eating your cum. And, yeah, it was that.
And they were all Italian, so they were like, you eat the cum. You're so skinny.
Oh, do the spaghetti and the meatballs in the cum.
I do the cum in the ravioli, please. You eat, manja.
Oh, you're too skinny. You gotta eat the cum.
Manja, eat the cum and call your mom, and you'll never call your mother no more.
You don't call your mother. You don't eat no cum.
We should invent a game where you come on a chocolate, and then you have to stick the cum side on your forehead and see if it sticks.
Oh. That's fun. That's good.
What? Oh.
Zach just wants to get his...
I'm so supportive, yeah. Zach's like, we should make a game where we all take our dicks out and put it in each other's mouths.
And Zagalo's like, that's a good game.
I'm still supportive.
We should play a game where we blow each other, but we don't tell our girlfriends about it.
Yeah.
Those are the rules of the game. Like,
yeah, the game totally will be called Our Little Secrets.
Yeah. It'll be called Ookie Everyone.
It's called Ookie Childhood.
But yeah, we did a lot of jack-off games as kids. A lot of, you know, yeah, I enjoyed masturbating, and I enjoyed masturbating in front of my friends.
Yeah, I did that a good amount. You'd, like, go into the bathroom and jerk off, and then you'd come out and you'd show them, you know?
Ew. No, well, I never did that.
Don't turn on me now, baby.
No, I never did that. It was a weird thing because it was probably because it was like everyone was discovering masturbation, and then you got to an age where you were starting to come, like actual liquid, and you were like, okay, now this is weird, right? We have to stop doing this now.
Did you think you were broken? Did you think, like, something bad happened the first time you did it?
What, with my friends?
When you came for the, when, like, shit, when jizz came out for the first time, you're like, what just happened? Oh, no, that's not supposed to happen.
No, I had been watching porn for years, so I had been waiting for the day for me to come.
Yeah, not everybody's coming. First time was in a glory hole, Ian. Yeah.
Lewis is putting X's on his calendar, marking down the days till he comes.
Well, I would dry, my dick would dry heave.
That's because it was attached to your body.
It's like a cat.
Yeah, it's like my dick.
Hold on, hairball.
My dick had hairballs. So
pube balls.
That and so that's what it did. It would shoot like nothing. It would just shoot air. And then one day I nutted, and I was like, yes, this is cool.
Same with me. Yeah, I used
it tastes
to
delicious.
I used to go and then stop before I would come because I thought that's what jerking off was. And then I finally just like kept going and I was like, oh, this is what it is. And then until I came, you know.
That's when you're taking when you're smoking DMT and they say when you take your third hit, like you're going to feel like you've had enough. Like, take one more.
You got to keep doing it. Yeah.
That's what coming for the first time is. That's what you call breaking through.
Yeah.
You see the purple lady, you go to the Emerald City.
Yeah.
Remember you like
purple lady in this case was my mate.
Remember you buckled over and you started moving your lower body like Elvis?
What?
The first time you jerked off, you were standing?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You were?
No.
What? Where were you?
Lying down.
What? That's crazy. No, you stand. Because you got to have your hand on the door so your grandparents don't come in the room.
Okay.
I used to, hold on, should I admit this?
Yeah. We're having a sewing session right now, sister. Say it.
Crime Factor. When I was like 10, I would expose myself to my grandma's cleaning lady.
That's basically how I first jerked off, dude. I jerked off in front of my cleaning lady.
Yeah, dude. It was something that I would like, what I would do is she was like a half cleaning lady, half like, you know, lady would clean the shit off my grandma's ass.
Half cleaning lady, half cum cleaning lady.
And what I would do is I would pretend to be asleep. Maybe I was even like 9. I pretend to be asleep with like my underwear and I'd let my dick get hard and like come out the side and like just be like this.
You'd fuck your boxer hole?
Dude, just to let her see my hard dick.
Was she nice, hot? Dude.
No, she's a big fat fucking Haitian lady. She stunk.
Was there something like that felt good about how crazy it was to expose yourself to her?
100%.
Rule number 8.
Come on, man. I was a kid. She raped me.
Yeah. I mean, I think all
after the first 3 times, it's on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it almost every time she was over. I would.
Oh, Louis, you made mess in your sheets.
That's why you're always going to Jamaica. You want to recreate the magic.
Will you give me $12 to send back to me family?
I'm trying to bring home my son, Will Sylvans.
Please.
Wait, Sagalo, you jerked off in front of your cleaning lady?
Yeah, the first time I jerked off was in front of my cleaning lady. Like, under the blankets while she was cleaning the room, I was like, you know, not as crazy as Lewis, where he was just sexually assaulting her.
I was fucking numb.
No,
dude.
Wait. Yours is way worse.
Why?
Yeah, I just put my...
Why is mine worse?
Because his dick was later. Just out. You... masturbated in front of a woman.
You Louis C.K.'d your cleaning lady, Sagalo.
No, I think she didn't see my dick. She just saw, like, you know? She knew.
And you think she didn't know?
I don't think she cared. For $10 an hour, I think she was all right with it.
You don't think
that was Brandon Sagalo's his justification? He was like, we pay her $10 an hour. Oops. I'll do whatever the fuck I want to this woman.
Yeah.
Wait, Stags, you didn't I forget what I was gonna say. I'm so
when you came in your sheets, did you ball them up and throw them at her?
Clean this up,
bitch.
Hey Gertrude, throw this in the pile.
You filthy animal.
Yeah. I just fucking had it was a weird.
You guys weren't afraid that they would tell your parents?
What are you gonna tell
I didn't
her,
know like, what I was doing, dude.
That her whole eyes.
She had a Ouija board.
She couldn't keep her whore eyes off my cock. What is she gonna tell him?
I have 8% left in my iPad.
We're gonna go in a second. We're about to wrap. Sagalo, I get it. You know, you got better shit to do.
No, I'm just letting you know. If I just leave, that's what's happening.
You want to go attack that cleaning lady?
I'm not gonna go find. She's in my bed right now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm hired a maid. Gotta go right now.
Brandon, come back to bed. I have Ookie Kookie waiting for you.
I've got Ookie Mouth for you waiting right here.
I've got Ookie Stomach. Come to the room.
Ookie Stomach. I got Ookie Lower Back.
I got Ookie Chin and Neck because you couldn't get it on forehead.
I got Ookie Vagina, which leads to Ookie Children.
Let's, we're going to wrap this one. This
which I will name Ookie because I'm Haitian.
Ookie's our God.
You guys are fucking great, man. I know I'm a little drunk on this one, but I think it's more fun. I think it's more fun when I'm drunk.
It was fun.
Yeah, you're fun. This was very fun.
I love Lewis on By Guys because he's open to just being him true himself.
I had somebody text me.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a DM and was like, "When are you going on Real Ass next?" And I was like, "I don't know, man." So here you go. We're back.
There you go, bitch.
Well, hey, I just want to say.
End the show right there, please. No. It's good to goddamn it.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna run out my battery on this.
Excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling all the whole state control. I'm sure and I'm nervous. From a taxi mission on the radio. And the Jay-Z's song was on. And the Jay-Z's song was on. And the Jay-Z's song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. It's been another bye, guys. It's a Friday. Go start off your weekend right, baby boys. This is it. It's a beautiful world out there. Go out there. Go to a concert this weekend. You know, hook up. Try to meet a stranger.
You can't do any of those things.
Go out there and go get that Ookie Cookie.
Get some Ookie. Get some Cookie.
Hire a maid.
We'll check you on Monday's Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Peace.
Stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ comes my favorite tune. And the Britney song is on. And the Britney song is on. And the Britney song is on. Go and put my hands up. Play my song.
It's a party in the half gay.
Me and Zach are just half gay.